Previously on When Death Do Us Part.
So now it came to a level I had to become a baba na mama. I have healed. I don't want to say I've not healed. But like, I don't know whether it's Edwin who said, you cannot forget this. Your wife, whether you marry 30 times, that first wife, every reference will be on her. I have not married again, Eddie. And it was not by choice.
On this episode, Milton, Edwin, and Ellie dive into the subtopic remarrying and moving on. It is important to note that among the three, only Ellie is remarried.
But I think she kind of counseled me so that I could move on. Getting the right partner. For me, so far, right. I think by God's grace, I think I got somebody who we went through counseling with them and understood.
My name is Kevin Miner. This is When Death Do Us Part.
I asked God in my small way of praying that allow me not to be tempted to get married. Because, like, I don't know, you said, many people come and say, Milton, now 3, 4, 5 months down the line. Well, anyone, just get married. Women, and I'll tell you this, and I love them, because these are our mothers, these are our sisters, these are our wives. Some capitalize on that. Maybe I'll get back to that when you get there. Calling you and being in the public life, you don't ask anybody who gave you my number. Like now, I don't know who gave James my number, and he was calling me. You know, because you are there, you are not a criminal. You are exposed. Anybody can call you. And women started calling hardly 4 or 5 months and not over. Some, of course, trying to get into that position where you had kept your wife, you know? And because I prayed, God help me, I don't mind getting a relationship one day, but not until this little girl is up and candid, ready to roll out. I did that, I can tell you, Edwin. It was not easy. She cleared university in 2017. She has been working for Paramount Bank. She got married last year in October, and she has a baby. Today now, I would have no reason of not moving on. But I've already told my family and my friends, getting a partner to work with is not a walk in the park. You don't go to a stage, ugoje tu, basi kichuka, wala wanashuku chukue moja. It is not easy. Because there's nowhere they are written or is written, oh, this is the best. Huyu atakuwa kama yule bibi yako. Sometimes even those in the church would come and tell me, oh, you know, msichana fulani wa such and such a person, huyu ni mzuri, she can be able to wear the shoes of your wife. And I'll look, some of my mother's age, I'll tell them, look, allow me not to do what you want me to do. I'll do the choosing myself when that appropriate time comes. So I have fought that even through relatives. Why? You should be moving on. Then I say, why? Who said I have not moved on? I am moving on. No. You need somebody in your house to do what? I have house helps. Honestly. And I wanted to be a little rude. Because they want you to push you to get married when you're not prepared. And I believe any what you did is right and is correct because you did it on your own volition. And I'll do it one day. And if I don't, and I have already talked to myself, and so what? I have grown up children now. They have all children, even now the little one who was left in primary school. But that does not stop me. And I told Smart last time he was in my office, to get a partner to work with. A partner to work with. See you, mamba ya watoto, mimi hapo nimetoka. Yeah? So, it's a long story. Everybody, like Eddie said, you have different ways of mourning, and the process is different. What you went through is not what Edwin went through, because these are two different families, two different environments, two different things, you know. But death, my dear friends, is death. Whether you try to sanitize it, like, oh, my wife, like I said, oh, she only collapsed in the house and died. And the one who had an accident and the one who was shot, death is death. And when it is struck, then be prepared, if you really loved your wife, to have a long and a long process of healing.
I think I just like what you are saying, that it is not just a walk in the park, and I totally agree with you. And I realize the circumstances under which you lost your wife, and Edwin is almost close to, I mean, it's very close. So
right.
I think I can feel the pain. For my case, I think I would say maybe one of the reasons why I moved on, and you know, we say death is death, irrespective of how it came in.
Absolutely.
Is that God gave me a chance. He had some kind of, they call it autoimmune disease, which is more of like cancer and whatever.
Yeah.
So I was given at least some time to care for her until when she was going. And so one of the things that she did, she started counseling me.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know, sometimes she'll counsel me, I'll get annoyed, I'll walk away.
Oh.
Then eventually, she removed her ring and gave me, then told me, now, keep this. The first time I never took it. But then after people talked to me, they said, just take it. So I took it, and I think 3 days later after that, I think she was gone. But I think she kind of counseled me so that I could move on. Like she told me, Eli, please ensure after I'm gone, you get a wife, you get a what. So she tried to counsel, although it was a bit painful. But there's something that you mentioned, especially the morning, when especially somebody is mourning, that is the time when you are very vulnerable. And especially for most men, and especially the ones that have had a chance to talk to and whatever, sometimes you can see a man who lost a wife maybe 3 months ago, within a year, they're getting married. What sometimes you might not realize is that that man is in serious mourning. And that's why most of them don't work. Yes, they're just trying to find a way of overcoming this grief. You know, men look for solutions. Sometimes I've come across cases where sometimes you just see somebody jumping into a relationship, doing what. But eventually when you dig deeper, that man is in serious mourning. So people react. The fact that I think you've been able to stay strong and whatever for all these years, I like that. It is very good. The only thing that perhaps I also wanted to mention is that the other hurdle, once now these guys you are saying they are settled, that you are trying to move on and settle down, that is another, from my experience, that is another hurdle that I never anticipated. Because as you say, you don't just go and get somebody kwa stage alafu unasema unatembea naye. Yes. That's so different, to an extent where this other counselor was telling me, do you know that when you are marrying another, then is like you are, actually the word he used is like, do you know you are becoming polygamous? Are you aware? Then it struck me. But then I realized he was right. Because there are memories and whatever of that particular, which can't go away.
Will remain there.
Yes. So he told me that it will never go away. You will always talk, think about her positively, about her and whatever. It can never go away. So when somebody is coming in, just know that you have two people. And they were very right.
True. That's true.
And even where I am right now, what happens is that, and just as you said, this is somebody you worked with, somebody you started your life with, and whatever. You will always, once in a while, sometimes lapse back.
It's normal.
Yes. So, actually, my counselor, the one I see, tells me, but when you laugh, when you find yourself thinking so much about it, just come and talk to me. So, once in a while, I go talk to him, then I just come back. Yes. But as you've mentioned, the first wife is always your pillar, and it will never get out of you, come what may. Whether you get somebody else, whether you do what, you have to.
What I would say is, I would pray for you guys that when, like you said, getting married, it's very good because you need a partner to work with. Let them understand you had another life. Don't go sweet talking little girls. They're not there anymore. You know? And for them to realize later, this man had been married. Or even during the courting. From onset, let her know, you know, I'm Milton, I was married, I have children, and I want you to work with me. Let her know so that she can make a decision. I'm saying this because some morals of your age, and I have talked to, thought possibly nitamwambia too as life goes on. There'll be a lot of disconnect. So let somebody make a decision so that even briefing her parents, if she has parents, that she's getting to a relationship with a man called Eddie, who had been married, who has two children, and I'm happy, is a man I want. She's getting into some responsibility. And unless that gets into her head, that anachukua ushukani from somebody else, and to be ready for it, because they're also there who have done very well, and I believe your wife will do it. We don't know her, but I believe she'll do it, knowing nimeingia kwa hiyo nyumba, but I have a responsibility ya yule ali tuacha. So that is calling God's grace. Hiyo ni God's grace too. Uombe tu kabla you get into that. Give me somebody. I have been praying in my small players. I'm not a very good player, but small players. Somebody to walk with. And who will love even my grown-up children. Because if there is a disconnect, Baba, utakufa. It will be very tormenting. You love your children. Here somebody comes in as a wife, and so to say, and she doesn't love your children. And we have seen it, even at my place, a number of them. She'll start talking about hardly 2 years in marriage. She'll start telling you, bona huu msichana anakaa hapa sana. Sumtafutie nyumba. Aende kawangware akakaa huko naye kidogo. Ni mkubwa. That one, even when I thought of, because I never did it, even thinking about it, kept me off the women. Too much. Now I shouldn't do that. I should be even closer to them now so that I get a partner to work with. We love them and they are good, but that disconnect, please be a little careful about that. Get to know whether somebody is real, because some are not. They just want to get into the shoes, but mamba ya watoi, you can take them to shosho or put them into a boarding school and so forth. There are those who will come and embrace your children. That will make you a healer, will make you, will put you in peace forever. Thank you.
I think what you are saying is very right. Just getting the right partner. For me, so far, right. I think by God's grace, I think I got somebody who went through counseling with them and understood, and we are moving on. But however, there's just something else that I wanted to add, and especially for Middleton, and even for me, I experienced it. At a certain age, we men, we are structured in a certain way. And sometimes that has been aligned from your late wife and whatever, and you are structured in a certain way.
True.
One of the challenges that I've faced and I think I've had to deal with is where you are moved from this structured way of working.
Right.
Yes. You know, in the house, this is how you arrange your things.
Yeah.
This is how you did it. And even with a lot of it was just automatic because you had stayed together for some time.
Right.
You know, I arrange like this, I do like this, I do. Then now you find somebody who comes and tries to do what? Yes.
Yeah.
That one is
it's good to know.
I always tell people to watch out for.
Yeah.
And even especially for people who want to move on.
Yeah.
I think I had to go through counseling to
absolutely
to some bit of that because otherwise. It was going to be a challenge. Yes.
If I may ask, do you find yourself like comparing comparing, have you ever found yourself comparing the your wife to your late wife? Okay, not really comparing for the sake of anything, but just saying, hey, Appa, she would have done it differently. Appa, hey, she used to do it like this. Appa, and how do you react to it?
I think that is a very good question. Yeah. And I think I went, that partly one of the reasons why I think I knew this lady, I think, and then I took almost 2 years before I settled with her, because that was there. And she was told, she was told, remember, you are getting married to somebody who had a wife, and they were very close. And given that they were very close and this person loved with the wife very much, there are certain things that he might unconsciously, sometimes you might not even any, sometimes unconsciously, you may say that, ah, no, this is how we used to do it. And now, and she was told, it doesn't just stop there. It's something that this guy has to be counseled on to stop, but it takes time.
Right.
So it doesn't just mean this. Sometimes I'll say that and she'll cry and she'll do it, but then I'll just apologize. Because sometimes you just realize, you just say it. Because you see, you are structured in a certain way. You are structured in a certain way. So you are nining. And then, the other thing that I think I may just want to add is that sometimes when you are married before and you've been married to your wife for a very long time, you realize that you learn, I always tell people, you learn to pick your fights. There are certain things that are non-issues. But maybe that particular person who is coming in, you know, those particular needs, those are some of the challenges that you will... So yes, comparing, you have to go through that. I was told through counseling that it happens. But that person you are settling with must be aware of what to expect. There's even a book called Loving a Widow. They must be aware. This person left a very strong legacy, a very strong impact on this particular person. Remember, it was the first wife. And that's why this other counselor that I was seeing, this other guy was saying, when sometimes I sit down, I used to sit down and look at it, say, oh, this guy had a point.
Right.
Yes. I have to be very... There are memories. This person, I loved her so much. She's still part of my life.
Yeah.
This is somebody else who's coming in. It's different. But you can't forget about that person. So there are two people in your mind. You probably might not talk so much.
And Eddie, just a quick one as we close. Your second wife will never be like your wife.
Yes.
The first that one, there's no question of saying I married the same. There's no same one.
Yes, same one.
This was told to me by Jessica Mao, Dr. Jessica Mao. Never.